Well, I must admit, I love baseball season. And I was season ticket holders for the Texas Rangers going back to Arlington Stadium. So it's a lot of fun. But what's really a lot of fun is seeing what's developing in Arlington. I mean, it is that vision that goes back 25 years ago to what Tom Hicks was talking about. Neil Liebman's president, business operations, chief operating officer of the Texas Rangers and chairman of the sports media, and has a lot of other hats, too. And he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you. So tell me about the whole plan out there. We used to talk to Tom Hicks 25 years ago on the show about Glory Park. And the only idea was hotels and restaurants and retail. And it was all sort of pie in the sky, but it was a great idea. But in essence, that's what's developing right around there. And you guys are right at the heart of it.
Well, if you think about it, in 2010, when we bought the team, the only thing that was here was the old stadium, AT&T, and the Sheraton. That's it. So if we wanted to have fans here, it was either a destination or we needed to build a city around the stadium. So the idea came, we needed to build a city around the stadium, and we partnered with the Cordish family, we partnered with the Tishes, and we have the best mayor and city council and city manager in Arlington. They're forward-thinking, and we decided we needed to build not only a destination, a place where people can come live, work, and play.
But you know, what you also gave that mayor is a downtown, because that's my sense is this is something that Arlington never really had. It's sort of a place to congregate.
We talk about that all the time, that there was no downtown, essentially, and this will become the new downtown. And their desire is to have high rises so it looks and feels like a downtown. Hence the reason why our next set of projects will be, other than the hotels, office buildings, and more apartments, high-rise level.
The access is greatly improved. I mean, the exits and, golly, I mean, that was the longest construction program I've ever seen in my life on an I-30, but we're beginning to see that. There's one thing that's missing, though. It would really be nice to be able to sit in Fort Worth or Dallas and get on a train or some sort of mass transit and get out there.
I hear that's coming. What we hear is that there'll be a train from Dallas running right down the center of I-30 to Fort Worth, stopping in Arlington. So the grand vision would be to have something, and I know this sounds a little crazy, where you get off on I-30 and what we call Lot F, which is that furthest lot parking lot, and you can actually take a gondola to the stadium.
That would be outstanding. That would be
outstanding.
That would be nirvana. So, so right now, though, I mean, you have an advantage. I mean, AT&T Stadium's sitting out there, and it's very conspicuous. But, I mean, they're using that, I don't know, a dozen times a year for football games and tractor pulls occasionally. You guys are out there at least 80 times a year, you know, playing baseball games. And it becomes, so you've become the draw that I think some people thought AT&T Stadium would be.
Well, about 2016, way before anybody knew about COVID, we formed an entity within the Rangers called Rev Entertainment, REV. And the sole function of that was to bring tours and bring events to the existing, at that point, Choctaw Stadium or Globe Life Park. Once we opened Globe Life Field, we had the same thought. We used the stadium 81 days. How can we bring people here 365 days? So that is always the mindset.
Yeah, the All-Star Game kind of gave us a little taste of how you could use, you know, things like the lake and Mark Holtz Park and the whole area. So what's next? It's office buildings, it's high rise.
Well, we just opened the National Medal of Honor Museum, right, which if you haven't seen it, is just fabulous. And then in addition, we opened One Ranger's Way, which is our first apartment units, 300 units. A lot of players live there. Mayor Green and his wife moved there. So we do want to build other residential and office buildings. What we're trying to stay away from is building stacked parking. So since we own all the land, the Rangers own all the land around the stadium, our goal is to use the land sparingly but efficiently.
So what do people want? I mean, obviously, if you have a winning team, which you certainly produced here a couple of years ago with the first World Series, that it really helps. But how do you keep that fan base, and how do you get them out there more than just 81 times a year?
Well, we're really trying to make it a destination as well as a place to live, work, and play. You know, we'll have 8 concerts this year. We have corporate events. We have conventions. Now we have the new 250,000 square foot convention center at the Arlington Lowe's. By having all these events, it brings people here. So rather than just come to a game, we have some restaurants. We even put a Starbucks. We just opened a Lucchese store. Now let me come and spend the weekend, enjoy Six Flags. And we'll put some other attractions here in the next year or two, which will bring more people in.
Hey, you know, I was reading the guide the other day, and you guys have a dill pickle festival coming there.
I mean, I understand.
The big dill is called, but I guess there are no limits. So talk to me about it. Nobody knows more, I think, about the business of sports than you, because obviously you've been involved since you know, you guys bought the team as one of the owners. But you've got, I was looking through the list, you've got the Cleburne Railroaders in professional baseball. You've got East Coast Hockey, Panther City Lacrosse, the Minnesota Whitecaps. What, you, the business of sports is really something, isn't it?
The business of sports runs in my blood. I love it. I enjoy it. When I sold my company, the first thing I did is I went out personally and bought 3 minor league baseball teams. Just love the business of sports. But it made me realize, and I'll share a little story that just occurred. We think about the business of sports, we forget how impactful it is on fans. Senator Phil King, his son, God bless him, was diagnosed with cancer. And his last wish was to come with his family, walk on the field, see the clubhouse. We brought him here, and he passed about 4 days later. So we think about the business of sports, but we can never forget how impactful it is on people's lives.
But, you know, the teams come and go. I mean, and some of them are, I mean, I remember the Amarillo Dillas, but I mean, there have been some great names out there, but it's hard to make money doing this. You obviously have found a way.
Well, you have to be efficient. You have to utilize your facilities as often as possible. And still, there are really just 4 revenue sources: media, partnerships, tickets. And that's really, and when I say 4, you know, there's some other miscellaneous food and beverage, parking, but really just 4 revenue sources.
But again, the synergy is what seems to work, at least for me as a fan, and seeing what Cordish is doing with you know, the development of Texas Live and what's going on with the Lowe's and in the Medal of Honor. I think it's going to bring a whole different crowd, probably from around the United States, to your area.
We think that'll draw a national fan base. They're expecting up to a little more than 2 million people to come visit the museum a year. It'd be nice to have them come through Arlington, spend the night, and watch a game.
Okay, so you've got Globe Life. I mean, it's season now. You've been through COVID. You've been through a World Series. You've been through All-Star Games. You've been through several seasons. What would you have changed about it, or what would you like to change about it?
Well, I hate to say, we've actually been through 2 World Series.
Yeah,
the Dodgers played here during COVID, and they're coming in tonight. So that's some sad memories. But the only thing I think I would have changed if I had to redo the stadium is we've essentially built a moat so that when you were a kid and you go to a stadium, you'd reach over, you'd get autographs. We have screens and we have suites and we have camera wells. There really isn't a place for a fan to come down from the stands, stand over there and ask for autographs from the players to get that interaction, which is critical. So we have to compensate and bring people down onto the field so they can interact with the players.
You know, I will say one thing about, and I was a big fan of what is now Choctaw, but the seats are closer. Everybody, I think, is closer to the action on the field in this park.
Rob Matwick would correct me, but we're either 16 or 18 feet closer to the field than we were at Choctaw.
Well, it's fun to go. And it's, like I say, it's fun to see how you guys keep evolving the whole area out there. It's fun to go. Leon Liebman, president, business operations, chief operating officer of the Texas Rangers. And arguably the busiest man I know. It's good to spend some time with you, sir.
Good spending time for you. We need to do this again. Come out to a game.
I look forward to it. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.